Welcome to the art of going your own way. Yes, I know it's been a while. Hey, I'm living in what I gotta live in. So today, doubling down on stupid. You know, I've said this before. If you've been listening for a while, I've said doubling down on stupid. My ex-wife doubled down on stupid. Cashed out for those shiny objects and all that shit when we got divorced. Fucking dumbass. Dumbass. But where are you going with this, Talgio? Doubling down on stupid. Well, I can tell you that my life, and again, the world is much bigger than my life. I know this. I get that you guys are getting a little piece of the world, right? Everything that's going on in it, where you're at, what you're going through, all this shit. I'm just sharing what I got, okay? What I'm going through, the things that I'm dealing with. Maybe it resonates with some of you, maybe it doesn't. It is what it is. But the one thing I can tell you is that women... Yes, I'm smoking a cigarette, so hold on. They double down on stupid all the fucking time. Now, I gotta tell you, again, I am not a pro-PUA guy. I'm not... get with women, you know, it's going to be great. You can find somebody to marry and have a good time. It's going to be awesome. You know, you live out the rest of your life. Somebody going to care for you and all this. My life has severely changed, okay? I got my mom living with me. My dad has passed away. For those of you that haven't followed and don't know, what a interesting fucking life it is. I feel like I have almost no fucking freedom right now. But it is what it is. You got people, mom and dad, that have brought you into life. They have their own issues. They got to go through what they got to go through. And, I love my parents. They've been good parents. I get tested every fucking day. Every day. And you know what? Thank God for what I've learned about female nature. Yes, I'm digging for another smoke while I'm talking to you. Because I'm in my truck before I go into the house. So, you learn about female nature. I got to deal with my mom. And I tell you, I feel like a prick sometimes, but if I don't stand my ground, it's the whole... I'm lighting my cigarette, give me a second. It's the whole give an inch, take a mile deal. And you gotta constantly push against that shit. You gotta constantly push against it. It's like, but my feet hurt and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not living your fucking life. And you know what? I know this sounds like I'm a selfish prick, but I'm not going to give up my life. You've had a full life. I will help you, but I can't do a goddamn thing about the pain that you're in at your age. Listen. I've gone out of my way to do things to help with this shit. Last night, I got woken up at almost midnight. When did your buddy Tao Gal go to sleep and actually fall asleep again? Probably around 3 o'clock. When did he get up? Around 6. So, your buddy's on low sleep. And I've told my mom before, I said... You fucking deprive me of sleep, you're going to get a bastard. And I sit there and I go to myself, I don't want to be a prick to her, But you know what? I keep telling her and reinforcing that. You gotta want it. You gotta want it. You can't fucking take... I'm not gonna sacrifice everything that I've gained and earned and learned over these past years because you... because I was a vag turd of yours, okay? Yes, I love you. I want the best for you. But if you ain't gonna do it, I'm gonna put you in a fucking nursing home. I'm gonna do it. Because I'm not your responsibility. Or you're not my responsibility, I should say. And, you know, you and Dad should have been fucking working for this point in time. Don't dump all your fucking problems on me. There is that part that you honor thy mother and father, but you don't put them above God. And I sit there, and that is what my driving force is. I'm like, you have to fucking take care of yourself. But anyways, back to the point, and the point of doubling down on fucking stupid. Yes, I know this is rehashing from a long time ago. But I sit there and I think to myself, you fucking retards. Oh, lost my cherry. Lost my cherry. Gotta relight this fucker. Hold on a second. These fucking people out here that think they're actually owed something. You're not owed a goddamn thing. I don't owe you anything. Yeah, you kicked me out of your vag. Okay, I've had to scrape and claw to make the life that I have. Yes, I get some benefit from being your child. But I also have to keep scraping and clawing every fucking day to be where I'm at and to make something. I look at my life, you know, gentlemen, I had a conversation with somebody. If I had to liquidate, I'd be worth probably $250,000 at this point in time. Whoop-de-fucking-do. What does it mean in the end? It means jack shit. I look at it and I got this 1970s collector motorcycle that's in fucking tits condition. I got that 65 goat that's in pretty damn good condition. I got to put a little bit of work into it. I'm not going to put much into it. I'm going to enjoy the car. Keep it patina. It's a beautiful car with the shape it's in. I'm just going to try to enjoy life. Everything is stacked against you. If you haven't figured that out yet, what do? You learn to live a decent life within your means. You save up a little bit, but that fucking money is going to be taken from you in inflation and other things. You do what you can. I've wanted to talk to you guys a few times over the last week or so, but my time is very limited. It's fucking hard to get a moment to myself because, God forbid, I go out into the garage and I start recording and it's like, who are you talking to outside? It's like, I'm talking to my men's group, okay? It's none of your fucking business. None of your business. Don't you worry about it. You deal with you. I deal with me. You're a fucking prick, Taug. Yeah, maybe. By the way, my luck's taken a little bit of a downturn. God, I have been cleaning house on fucking pull tabs and stuff, and meat raffles. it's taken a little downturn. Now I know. Let's take a break for a while. Mercury's in retrograde or whatever that fucking shit is. And you go through it. You enjoy life. Have a good time. Listen. I'm going to say something here that maybe a lot of you don't agree with. You can potentially find a decent person out there. Widow? Fuck. We are evenly yoked on so many levels. Am I going to marry her? Nope, I'm not. If she decides to go, well, you know, you're not giving me what I need, which is a certificate and a promise that if you decide to go your own way or if I decide to fuck up that I can rape you. Well, okay, go your own way, bitch. Go your own way. I like this woman. Her and I, we have a good time together. She's a good woman. You can find a good woman over there. You know, that's the trappings of MGTOW, by the way. All women are bitches. All women are this. All women are that. I've said from the beginning that, hey, you know, well, maybe not from the beginning, but somewhere in there when I've woken up, it's not all black pill, red pill shit. And I'm not pushing. I'm not saying, hey, you know, you can go find a good woman. Maybe, if you're lucky, you can find a good woman. I think I found one. But I'm not pushing. I'm not saying, hey, you go out there. You do you. I'm doing me. Okay? And I'm going to still make these audio/videos. I'm going to still talk about life. I don't have much time. And it's not because of Widow. It's because of life situations. Of why I don't have the time that I used to have. Listen, I've learned that my work... Hold on. Get my smoke lit again. Yeah, fucking quit smoking, Tal. Yeah, you're gonna kill yourself. Whatever. I know. I don't want to live forever, so don't worry about it. Listen, in my humble opinion, like I said before, I'll never get married again. I talked to Widow the other a couple days ago, whatever. We spent the weekend together. Oh, yeah, that's why you're not creating videos and shit. No, dude, I've been fucking busy. God dang. Living life. Oh, and I was talking about my work. My fucking work wants me dead. They want to kill me. They want to kill me. They want me to take that fucking death jab. Won't do it. Well, you know, with everything that's gone on with my dad passing away, with having to take care of my mom, with the work shit. Well, if you don't do that, you take a exemption, you gotta do fucking weekly tests. Well, they're not enforcing that. They're not enforcing that shit. And they know they can't. So it's all veiled threats on all this shit. Doubling down on stupid. It's not only women that double down on stupid. Listen, I learned that during my divorce. I may be a little slow learner, but once I get on the uptake, the same shit don't play again. That's all I'm saying. And my work, for example, they just released a document a few days ago or about a week or so ago talking about the Biden mandates and how, you know, we still expect you to do this because they might come through and... You know, we want to be prepared. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck you. You think I've been working hard? fuck no, I ain't been working hard. I sit back and I go, you tried to fucking kill me. You want me fucking dead, and you fucking pricks are taking out insurance policies against employees that might die. Because, you know what? They can. So I sit here and I'm skating that fine line. And I'm going to myself, I ain't fucking doing anything out of the ordinary. To stay employed. I'm not going the extra mile. I'm not doing a fucking thing. I'm just sitting back collecting money. Because I know they want to fucking kill me. Have you guys come to that realization yet? That your life is worthless? Huh? Have you come to the realization that your life is fucking worthless in everybody else's eyes except for your own? That should be the biggest fucking wake-up call to you ever. That, hey, your life has value. It's your life. You get to choose how you want to live it. You get to choose how you want it to go down. It's not them. Fuck them. You know, for the longest time, I was caught in this illusion, let's just say. And I'm like, I gotta work hard, you know. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and that's been very good. Because I've been able to do a lot of shit in my life. I've been able to climb high. And now that I'm so high and I see what's going on, I just ride it out. I try to tell other people, but they're too fucking stupid. I'm done trying to raise the awareness to people that, hey, look at what's going on in your life. If you haven't fucking figured it out, I'll still do it a little bit, but my God, people, wake the fuck up. If you're in the corporate world like I am, wake up. If you're out there doing it yourself, kudos to you. I'm doing both. I have side jobs where I make money on the side, and I work the corporate angle. The corporate angle, I don't give a fuck about. And you know what? Here's the other thing. The side jobs I do, effective February, I don't want to be paid in dollars. I want to be paid in gold or silver. Gold and or silver. And I'm going to put that out because I'm raising my rates for the side jobs I do. And I'm like, you know what? $300 cash, or $250 in the current rate of silver and or gold. Done. Time to start migrating out of, well, it's been a long time ago to migrate out of this fucking system. But right now, you want to pay me cash? Guess what? You're paying the fucking taxes for it. Otherwise, you give me X number of dollars in silver. Oh, look at that, you little motherfucker. I got a little mouse running across my garage door. What do you do? God, I gotta fucking piss right now. Hold on. You know what? You guys come with me for a second. We'll still talk here. We'll still talk, I know. Going off to the side. Gonna put you down for a second. Hold on. I know, pissing with Talgiel, right? Pissing on the side of the garage. Well, what do? It's dropping in temperature where I'm at. I'm in the northern hemisphere. Maybe you can hear that wind. Oh, said, it's picking up. Yeah, I went over to the watering hole, played a little bit of meat raffle, didn't win shit tonight, but that's all right. Can't win every time. Almost done here. There we go. Zip. Done. There we go. Heading back over to the running truck. Getting in. Yep, play by play for you fuckers out there. I love you, little fuckers. There we go. Well, I don't know what to tell you other than, hey, you get to experience the life that I go through, right? Your life's different than mine. You ain't got the same shit going on. You got your own fucking problems. You got your own battles to fight, all that shit. I've come to the point where, hey, you know what? I've built up my resources, my stock, and all that shit. Does it mean anything? I could be dead tomorrow. Doesn't mean a goddamn thing. Enjoy the life you're living. Have fun. Worship God. You know, I know Amir is a Muslim and he's got different points of views. I'm a Christian. I got different points of views. You're not a fucking Christian if you're doing what you're doing. You know, you're out there, you're sleeping, you're not married. You're sleeping with a woman you're not married with. Blah, blah, blah. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. I'm doing the best I can. And until an angel appears to me and says, hey, change your ways, I sit there every day and I go, I need guidance. Give me guidance. Help me. Help me to do the right thing, to be the vessel, to move things forward for the better of us all. You know, and again, well, didn't you just fucking say like a couple videos ago that the common good is evil? Yes. Yes, it is. When it's put in that way. We can do and work for the common good, but everything, you live in opposite world, gentlemen. Ever since my divorce, I've been doing opposite of what the government has told me, opposite of what society has told me, and I have flourished. Close down your mind in some respects to that shit, because they want you dead. They want to rape you when you're done. They want to steal your fortune, and it's all for that collective, the common good. You know, get vaccinated, kill yourself for the common good. Well, there's only a select few on the common good side. And they're trying to take it all from you. Stand up. Enough information has come out about these vaccines that they are death vaxes. The longer you hold out, the better you will be. Doesn't mean you're going to have a great life on the end of it. But you know what? It means that you get to live a little bit longer and you get to steer the direction. I don't know if I have anything more to say. With that said, I'll end it with this. There is an art to going your own way. Peace. He's not going to say anything else after this. He usually does. I got nothing else right now. There you go. There's my fucking life. I live my life right now. He's going on and on. Yes, I'll go on and on for a minute longer. Listen, I'm doing the best I can. We're all doing the best we can. Do the best you can. It ain't all roses and rainbows and all that shit. Now, peace, gentlemen. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. I wish you the best. Ooh, look at that. A 25-minute video. Maybe you guys will be happy with this. I don't know. Peace. Call out a bunch of you. You know who you are. Thanks. I just sit here and I try to figure shit out. I don't have all the answers. But if it pieces some things in for you, God bless you. Take care.